The people who walk through the doors of the Duval County School Board building are often here to deal with frustrating business. Parents switching their child's school or driving out of their way to drop off paperwork, and they aren't always in a pleasant state of mind. But the first person they see, and the last, is James Jacobs. He's an administrative clerk for the Duval County School Board, the greeter and gatekeeper of the building. In this lobby, there are framed photos of the school board members and the superintendent. But though you won't see Jacobs' picture posted anywhere, he's been changing the perception of the school district since he started working here in October. Before then, Jacobs was working as a concierge at an apartment complex. Even then, he stood out and was discovered by his next employer, Duval County Superintendent Nikolai Vitti, who saw something in his demeanor that he knew the school board could use.
He has an uncanny ability to connect with all people, and I wish I could replicate his approach in 160 schools in each of our departments district-wide.
And if you ask James Jacobs about his approach, he says it's all in the way he treats people.
So what I try to do is talk softer to them to get them to hear me also. But before that, let them know I'm listening. I care about your concern, and I want to solve this issue that you have.
On a recent Tuesday, parents trudged in and out of the building trying to get everything in order for the children's upcoming school year, like Jennifer Bloss, who was impressed by Jacobs' service.
He was very friendly and knew exactly what information that he needed from me.
His calm tone paired with a giant smile and a genuine interest has shifted visitors' perceptions of the school board, and the proof is in the numbers. Jacobs has received the highest customer service ratings on the school board's kiosk scoring system. And he's always like this. As VD says, he's just a positive person.
So when they see James smile, I think it automatically makes them feel in a place of comfort. And I think that's where it starts.
Jacob says all the credit goes to his mother, who instilled in him an appreciation for his health and the attitude to cherish each day and just be happy.
It's important, again, to smile every day. It's important to appreciate the day for what it's worth.
And his positivity is contagious. Superintendent Vitti says sometimes relaxing and stepping outside of the superintendent role is hard to do, but not with Jacobs.
I always appreciate leaving late, and he's still usually here when I'm leaving. And he's always considerate of where I am, even personally. How are you doing? No, not as a boss, but how are you doing as Nikolai? James and I can connect as James and Nikolai, not James Superintendent. And I appreciate that more than people know.
So I've heard that you seem like you never have a bad day. So do you have bad days? And how do you know that?
A bad day, I don't know. I guess that's relative to the person, because every day that I wake up and I can hit the floor with my own two feet, that's a good day.
That's just one of the ways James Jacobs is a human resource. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.